I like a documentary. And last week there was this thing about the Deep. And it, you've seen it a million times. But any time it says, now on Channel 4 or now on BBC 2.
That was on BBC. That was on BBC 2. Was it the one about the octopus?
No, this wasn't. You can't claim this one. No, this was about just about creatures that live at incredible depths. Now, you know they're all going to be white prawns with no eyes, but you still sit and watch it. However, they said that some of these sea creatures may be real. And they showed an old drawing of a sea serpent. And then anyone who saw this, it was the most incredible thing. They showed you this, it was called a whale fish or a mayo fish or something like that. And it is very rarely seen. And only once filmed, 3 years ago, one of them washed up alive in California. And it was at the head of like a regular sort of eel, right? Okay, but it was about 30, and it looked like an eel, right? But it was like 30, 35 feet long and absolutely blinding silver.
Yeah.
And it was massive, and it was gasping around this beach, and it was thrashing away, and the camera just panned along it, and it never ended. It was this bright silver thing that looked, just for all the world, like a great big silver serpent, which is what it was. Mm. And it was quite casual in the thing, saying, here is the only film of the marlfish. And he thought, I've seen everything, you know, you've seen all these films of the deep and all these great sponges and jellyfishes, all weird, but I've never seen anything like that. And then right. 2 minutes later, it showed you something else that lived at the bottom, which was, I wanted to get on TFI Friday.
A golden fish?
No, I wanted to get on TFI Friday, because it was so disgusting, but they said that if you bring it up to the surface, they'd blow up. But I said, well, cool, we'll do that on the internet, that'd be all right. But,
that was the one that needed the low, no, the hip,
you
needed
know.
Great
No, not an anglerfish. This is a woodlouse, right? But it's not like a relative of. It is the woodlouse, right? It is exactly the same. It is a woodlouse that lives at the bottom of the ocean, but it's 2 feet long. The fella had it, and he lifted it up, and it was a woodlouse. Well, it didn't look like it was a woodlouse, but 2 feet big it grew. And they turned it over. You know those woodlousey legs going like this? And, and it was 2 feet long, a woodlouse. And it was 2 feet wide as well. Great big segmented woodlouse. And he said, this isn't a relative of. This is exactly the same as the common golden one you get in your house. But look at it. It's 2 feet big and a foot and a half across.
It's a prehistoric version that has existed at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but you know, no more different from the ones we have indoors. But it was on Channel 4 last week. And I said, let's get one on the show. And they said, if you bring it to the surface, they'd blow up. I said, well, okay, that's cool. You know, you watch it rise up and then... And that's it, the threat over with. But it's a 2 foot woodlouse, and they're just fantastic.
Well, you remember those razor fish that everyone in Devon was spreading on recently? Those that also needed to, they live at a lower depth, don't they?
Yeah.
And the heat or whatever tempted them up or brought them out against their will.
I was in Florida once, and there was a crimson tide. I'd never seen the crimson tide before.
Red tide.
Yeah, the red tide, which is all those, just those fish just colour the water and those plants, and the whole sea is red.
And it stinks.
Yeah, it stinks.
Oh, it's horrible.
You remember that in St. Peter's
Bay? Millions of fish wash up on the beach, definitely.
Turn the sea red, and it just near does. The crimson not allowed on
really
the beach.
Awful.
All right, so now we've got 20 minutes to go, and I've got the records all keyed up for the last 20 minutes.
What's that incredibly rare fish that they thought was sort of prehistoric that they'd only ever caught one in some?
Oh, coelacanth.
Yeah, now they found they're really common, and they're sold with chips in Malaysia.
That's right. Yeah, they did in the village. Yeah, they did. No, the Western film.
They went from being like on the endangered species list
Yeah, they really did. They filmed it, and then they went to the like. You know, they brought into the harbour of the African nation, the nearest to where they caught it in the sea, and they said, look, you know, we need this special equipment flown in to keep this alive to get it back. And they just said, why? And they said, because this is rare, you wouldn't understand, but it's a rare. And they said, no, that's whatever they call it. They call it like the chap-chap or something. They said, that's the chap-chap. So he said, what do you mean the chap-chap? And he pointed to the fishmonger. There's about 35 of them hanging up there. And they said, but surely you're all in danger. And they went, no, come around the corner. And there was the bay, chap-chap bay, and there's billions of them. But the old crew had been out there 6 months, found one, and thought that was a big deal. Here's an old